This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, pound for pound, dollar for dollar, this is a lot of bang for the buck. The best ergonomic solution you can find for your long gun is at BoydsGunStocks.com. So, once again, it's, you know, I'm still sitting back there going, wow, it's Monday and I made it here. So let's go ahead and not waste that time and let's talk to, from thetruthaboutguns.com, let's talk to Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good to be here.
I'm just, yeah, everything. Here's the thing. I just got the whole internet thing switched out. I'm a little under the weather, but I'm still, you know, still coping because it's not like I dig ditches in this job. It's radio. So, you know, I can talk. And after I got everything fixed up in, let's see, today's the 11th. In 20 days, I'm out of here. Moving to another place in 20 days.
Oh, really?
Well, but that'll keep me from getting sick so often. This is a mold motel, as I say.
Happy move.
Yeah. I hate moving. The military taught me to hate moving, Dan. Really don't like moving at all. Anyway.
Never fun.
Yeah, nope, never. So, hey, what's going on in the wonderful world of the truth about guns? What is catching your eye? What are you sitting back going, wow?
Well, as so many things these days seem to. This comes from Florida. And the Florida legislature has made a number of sustained attacks on the Second Amendment. Maybe they're getting a little bored with that. So instead, now they're going to attack the First Amendment. We have a state senator, Jason Pizzo, who has introduced a bill that would prevent children from posting images of firearms to their social media site.
And
yeah, exactly. It's called SB 1310, and it's extremely broadly worded. And what it says, in short, is a minor who posts or publishes a picture of a firearm, a BB gun, an air or gas-operated gun, or a device displayed to resemble a firearm to a social media page would be in violation of this bill. It'd be a first-degree misdemeanor punishable by a year in jail or up to $1,000 fine.
For a minor.
For a minor, yes. It's for a child. And I guess what they're worried about is kids who post menacing photos and, you know, end up with putting their schools on lockdown or something like that.
Right,
this thing
right.
is so broadly worded that let's say a kid goes out to the range with his dad for a session on Saturday, has a lot of fun, and then puts a picture of himself shooting a gun up on Instagram. He's instantly a criminal. Let's say that he goes hunting, and he bags a deer, and like 100,000 kids before him, dad takes a picture of him kneeling behind the deer with his rifle, and the deer, he's a criminal. But this thing is so broadly worded but that it's not just pictures of the kid holding a gun.
Right.
Again, it says a picture of any device displayed to resemble a firearm. So if you have a picture of yourself holding a Nerf gun, you're in a squirt gun fight at the pool, technically, that's against the rule. That's against the law. If you post a picture of a little Lego man holding a little gun, we put a picture up on our site, that could be against the law. If you post a picture, you're doing a history project, and you dig up a picture of General Patton holding one of his pearl-handled revolvers from World War II.
Yeah.
That would be against the law. This is ridiculous. It's a blatant violation of the First Amendment. And I'm hoping the Florida Senate has the good sense to not even let this thing come to a vote. If it ever were to get into law, it would be immediately challenged. And I assume a judge would have the good sense to issue a restraining order on its enforcement. But these days, you just never know.
Right.
It's insane. Huh.
So now the whole 18 and below thing doesn't matter no more?
With
pictures. So they're going to violate. Isn't that a violation of the First Amendment?
It absolutely is. What if you're a member of a high school rifle team? And they take at the end of, they take a whole team picture, everybody's holding, or the high school trap team, everybody's holding their shotgun, put a picture of your high school rifle or shotgun team up on your Instagram page, your Facebook page, you're a criminal.
Well, that's really, Rob was talking about that in the first hour. We didn't get into the details of it simply because it's so idiotic, but, you know what I would do if now this is just a proposal, right? Have they actually passed this?
It's a bill, yeah. No, nothing's passed yet. It's just been introduced into the Senate.
Right. So if they do pass it, if I were a parent, I would just ban my I would get rid of every computer in the house, and there would be no social media in my house. There'd be no mobile phone. Oh well, no. I'd get in one of those Cricket flip Nokia phones.
A dumb phone.
I'd get them a dumb phone, and they still have the mobile phone thing happening, but they wouldn't be able to, do this other stuff. But, I mean, that's, when I was – I sure am glad they don't like – they don't have an issue with cars, because when I was a kid, I was looking at, Camaros and lots of Camaros and mag wheels. And, if I'd had social media, I would have been showing pictures of mag wheels and everything. But
sure. Well, think of Christmas morning. You get your, again, these BB guns too. Say you get your Red Ryder BB gun.
Yeah.
Say Ralphie had social media in his time and put it up. Yeah. Ralphie'd be a criminal today.
Yeah, poor Ralphie. So, I'd look at banning all social media. That's what I would do. I would ban also, as a matter of fact, Florida, if you're listening, all of your social media, unless you're 21 years or older. Now, what happens if you're 21 years old and you put a picture of a Glock on your feed? That's
they
okay.
Children, they say children, so I assume it's 18 and under.
Well,
they
just passed the law.
I
mean, you can't buy a gun, long gun, until you're 21 years old.
You can't buy a gun until you're 21 there, so I don't know what they consider an adult in Florida anymore. But, yeah, I assume once you are an adult, whatever that age is in Florida, you can put a photo up of yourself holding a gun or any gun on your social media account,
right,
if you choose to.
Right. All right. So, yeah, that's quite the interesting thing there.
So much for the gunshine state.
Yeah. They listen to Holder. They're trying to ostracize guns and make them bad, and like they did cigarettes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They're doing their best.
Yep. Truthaboutguns.com. That's where Mr. Zimmerman works on a daily basis. 10 to 16 articles a day. More when there's stuff going on, and various items, gun reviews, video, politics, proposals, women and guns, whatever's going on, they cover it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. All right, sir. So, Florida, the gift that keeps on giving. Ever since you started doing that kind of thing with me, every time I see a car with a Florida license plate on it, I just start laughing.
Well, keep laughing, because the next one's coming from Florida, too.
Okay.
Luis Valdez, one of our riders, he's an active duty police officer there, documented a little fishing trip over the weekend. We had some members of the group Florida Carry who decided to go fishing in downtown Tallahassee.
Okay.
Law in Florida states that open carry is only legal if you are camping or fishing or hunting, or if you're on your way to doing one of those things. Well, six members of Florida Carry tooled up. Most of them had rifles. Some of them had just a sidearm. And they decided to go fishing. So they started at Tallahassee City Hall. Each one of them had fishing rods in hand, and
right,
they had valid fishing permits. And they walked from Florida City Hall to the Capitol building, a few blocks
right
away. And they stopped on the Capitol lawn. They had actually called the Capitol Police the day before. I think their attorney did, is what we were told. Let them know they would be there. And the Capitol Police said, no, you can't do that. You can't be armed on Capitol property. They said, well, we will be there. So just be aware. So they marched, walked down and, walked across Capitol lawn. Capitol Police were there, and they just kept an eye on them. Nothing happened, of course. They were holding their fishing rods because they were on their way for a little fishing trip. They went and walked a few more blocks to the Florida State Vietnam Memorial, paid their respects, and then a couple more blocks to, I think it's called Cascades Park, which is just south and east of the Capitol a little bit. And there happened to be a couple of lakes in Cascades Park, and they all used their fishing lines, their fishing rods, and each one of them wet a line. One of them actually caught a tiny little fish. So it was a very successful fishing trip.
Now, I got to ask this question. Why do you need a gun when you go fishing? Not, you know, you got the predators around you and everything, but why would that be the exception? Is it also if you're hunting as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hunting, camping, you know,
okay.
I don't know. There's various forms of wildlife in Florida that can be dangerous. I don't think they have bears, but they've got crocs. They've got, ocelots or some sort of four-legged cat there, I believe, panthers. I don't know what they have there, but I'm sure they've got other dangerous creatures, and I'm sure that there's the occasional dangerous two-legged creature as well. So, yeah,
right,
and who knows where you fish. You may not fish in downtown Tallahassee. You may fish out in the Everglades somewhere where you might need to avail yourself of a firearm if worse comes to worse.
Now, does Florida do, you know, when Texas had open carry, and the open carries of Texas when they had open carry of the long gun, they were constantly testing that. They were constantly getting jacked over it. And how does Florida treat these people when they're out there open carrying legally?
It varies. It varies by location. I think about 6 months ago, we also documented a case where a number of fishermen were on a pier in Miami, and local police officers came down and drew their guns on them. And arrested them, well, took them into custody, even though the fishermen were fishing at the time. They
right
had sidearms, and were carrying a copy of Florida state law that said it's legal. These Miami police officers totally disregarded this. And the police department ended up apologizing, I think, eventually. And we're told now that Florida Carry as well is planning another fishing trip in Ocala for, I think it's April 6th.
Right.
Apparently, this one was not publicized. That one is. It's being organized, and they're expecting as many as 300 fishermen that day.
Okay.
So, hope to have photos and a little post on that, too, when it happens. But, yeah, there are people in Florida who want to exercise their rights to the extent that they can and do it under the law. And if local constabulary and politicians don't like it, that's just too darn bad.
Yeah. I like that attitude. However, I just, Florida and South Carolina, we have the distinction of being the only two shall issue states in the union that we don't have any open carry at all. No provision at all for open carrier, to be an open carrier. So none at all that I'm aware of, and not even rifles. So.
Any prospect of that in the Palmetto State?
In the Palmetto State, the government in the Palmetto State is full of a bunch of dunces that, you know, if you get out there and you say to them, listen, do you guys realize that 45 states here in this union have provisions for open carry? Either they have it where you don't have to have a permit to open carry or anything else. Around here, I've been told by various politicians, I was told by one of my senators one time that if open carry was made legal, all criminals could carry guns and the cops would not know who the criminals are.
I've heard that before.
And I pointed out to him, hey, look, you know, how do the cops know in these open carry states who the criminals are? And then I pointed out something he didn't even take the time to know. I said, you know, to open carry, you have to have a holster. Do you know the incidence percentage wise of bad guys who actually put their gun in a holster?
About zip.
It's less than 2%, and the reason they don't, folks, is because if they're running from the cops and they throw the gun and they roll up on them and they're like, hey, look, we found a Glock that fits your Raven concealment Glock holster, then they're sort of done then, aren't they? So yeah my politicians around here, dunces. I need to try to help them if I could. Anyway, coming up on the next break, talking to Dan Zimmerman. He is the executive editor or editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, where he oversees a group of writing commandos that get out there every day and bring you the latest, the most poignant, on time, every time. Check them out, truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Finally, something that Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and President Trump agree upon, and that's the impeachment of the president. Speaking on Capitol Hill, the California Democrat says she believes impeachment is divisive and does not think Congress should go down that path. The White House came out with their annual budget blueprint that has been sent to Congress. The $4.7 trillion budget proposal makes deep cuts in domestic spending while continuing to boost the Pentagon's budget. Acting White House Budget Chief Russell Vogt says Washington has a pretty big spending problem.
This budget is yet another fiscally responsible and common sense spending plan from President Trump. The president has continually called for fiscal restraint and will persist in his efforts to end the wasteful spending.
And your final numbers at the closing bell, the Dow gained 201 points to close at 25,650. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Oh, indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the Truth About Guns. So far, we've been making the Florida, we've been doing the Florida tour. What else have you got, sir?
Well, we're going to California where we actually have some good news.
Oh, really? Okay.
Really?
Okay.
Really. Evan Gosowski of the Washington Free Beacon does a great job covering guns. Looked at a report that is put out every year by the California Department of Justice. They maintain a database of gun owners in that states. They have registration, of course, in California. And what they found is, over the last decade, the number of gun owners in California has gone from about 3.4% to 8.1%. It's more than doubled as a percentage of the population.
Okay.
Even as, during that time, the level of gun control and severity of gun control has worsened significantly. And that fact, the fact that while gun control has increased, gun ownership has also increased, has baffled experts. Gutowski interviewed, talked to somebody named David Yamani, who's a professor of sociology at Wake Forest, and he called this, he just couldn't believe that. He wrote that the restrictive nature of gun laws and political culture in California, especially in the most populated areas, makes a low estimate realistic, but 8% is well below survey-based estimates of around 15% that I've seen. In other words, what he's saying is the Department of Justice's number of 8.1% is way low. So it's probably, the real number of Californians is probably much higher. It's probably much more than doubled. And he's saying this makes the situation confounding because you have a dramatic increase in the known gun ownership rate, and yet even at the end of that increase, probably still underestimates actual gun ownership in California. It's almost as if when you tell people that they can't have a tool which is designed to let them protect themselves and their families, they do everything they can to get one any way they can.
That's always been the case with everything, though.
Exactly.
It's how do you think Elvis got so big?
Yeah. Somebody told him he couldn't have peanut butter banana sandwiches.
Not that big. I'm talking about, you know, with the gyrating hips and it. We can't have that on the Ed Sullivan Show. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that Elvis never knew. But I'm saying that whenever they get out there and want to play that prohibition game, that's where it gets interesting.
Yeah, it's funny how that works. Prohibition never works, never has worked, never will work, doesn't work in places like Australia or England. Why would anybody think it would work in California or New York? It's a fool's errand.
The thing I don't get about California, with all, you know, they got gun confiscation squads, and they got a DOJ that just only does, you know, they got a department for guns and all this other stuff, but they don't have border checks.
No, I assume they don't have checkpoints set up at every interstate crossing to see who's got what in their cars. So there's no problem going outside the state to buy firearms. Well, not probably illegal to go for a Californian to buy a handgun outside the state. It's certainly not illegal to buy long guns. You can certainly do that.
Now, handguns in California have to be based upon their handgun list that is approved. So do they have anything new on that you and I would look at and say, that's the newest thing? Or would we go over there and it's sort of like it is in Cuba where they're still driving 1950s-era Chevys?
Well, they're getting there, but they're not quite that bad.
Okay.
That list is dwindling all the time because in order for a new gun to be placed on the list, it has to be able to micro-stamp any ammunition it shoots. And since no gun manufacturer makes any gun that is capable of micro stamping, only older models are on the list. And as some older models go out of production, that list gets smaller and smaller.
Right. Well, I think what we ought to do is we ought to go into business in California. We ought to go buy just, you know, firing pins from every gun company out there and learn how to make it look like we're putting the micro stamp on it with a Sharpie. And then we could be, you know, we could be the micro, you know, we could be, you know, the, you know, it would be some micro stamp. But then they could have all the guns, and then after we made enough money to retire, we just moved to Arizona. What are they going to do? You know, first shot, there's a little ink indentation that's smeared, and everybody's like, this is not micro stamping.
I don't know if Sharpie micro stamping would pass their test. I don't know if it has to actually be indented or not. Haven't read the law. Have to bone up on that.
Micro stamping. If I were a murderer wanting to operate in California, I'd just go to a range, and I'd pick up everybody's. I would pick up micro stamped casings from 20 different guns, and I would leave those there at my murder sites.
You could absolutely do that, or alternately, you could use a revolver that doesn't drop brass.
Well, that's true.
Sure,
that's
a number of them do.
That's way too logical. I want them to get out there and go, it appears he used 20 different guns to kill this guy who's only shot once.
But you're absolutely right. Yeah, just pick up a handful of brass and totally confound the police officers there. You know, they won't even know what caliber it is. 45s and 22s and 38s and 380s, spread that around and let them figure it out. It'll never happen.
You make it even better. I get all kinds of calibers, and, you know, I get some blanks, and maybe I would get some that were reloadable brass that didn't even have primers in them. And I would drop those all around the place and just, you know, watch TV later on for that night. That would be just fun as stuff.
Those crooks aren't that smart, and they don't want to work that hard either.
Yeah, that is a lot of work. I would have to agree with you there. That is a lot of work. But it is also I would love to know. Like, I'm almost certain that I have read somewhere that in California the only Glocks they can have are third generation.
That may have been the latest generation or the last generation that was grandfathered in before they started the microstamping requirement. So that's probably true.
Right.
And I think Glock still makes Gen 3 guns, don't they? Some, at least.
I don't know.
Maybe they. I don't know either. I can't keep track.
I've given up on them. I did a project Glock 26, and I'm getting tired of them not changing the gun. There's a couple things that could change it in a couple of very small areas. You know, very small areas. You can make the trigger guard bigger. That'd make me happy. But that's all beside the point, anyway.
Well, we ran a review today on the Glock 34 Gen 5, which our reviewer, John Wayne Taylor, said it has got a lot of improvements to, you know, particularly the trigger. The Gen 5 triggers are a big improvement now. Not the trigger size is any different, but, you know, they now have ambidextrous slide releases, got a beveled mag port, so, yeah.
Let me get you a hold right there. We're coming up on the break. You can find Dan and his people at truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Been talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. If you would, sir, one more time, let's talk about something that interests you.
Well, there's an interesting article in, of all places, the New York Times yesterday. And it was written by, of all people, a Harvard history professor.
Okay.
Her name is Taya Miles. I'm sure a lot of people may have seen that. It's called The Black Gun Owner Next Door. She was walking through Boston on something called the Black Heritage Trail and stopped at a house that was owned by the Lewis Hayden House. And I don't know who Lewis Hayden was, but some historical figure. And she noticed that in one of the windows was, hold on to your hats, an NRA sticker. And I'm sure her heart skipped a beat. She may have, her blood pressure may have dived. She probably broke out in hives. But at some point she recovered and went off and found out who owns the house now. Somebody named Mary and John Geyer. And she got in touch with them and she met with them. And it turns out they were actually very nice people and they were very gracious and explained why they own guns. And she started to think about her unquestioned opposition to civilian firearm ownership.
Okay.
To the point where she even asked some of her own relatives about guns. And she was shocked to find out that some of her own family members actually owned firearms. She had no idea. She said that they keep them hidden in their house. They have permits. Concealed carry permits, some of them. They take target practice. They have friends who bring guns to church, just in case. And they're there to protect their family, no matter who might come through the door, or readying themselves for a, quote, major environmental act, which I guess she means a storm, you know, a Katrina-type situation.
Right.
You have to absolutely protect yourself. And she was just flabbergasted that her own family members, heaven forfend, actually own firearms. And she talked to Madge Ture, who posed a little thought experiment. He said, you're not anti-gun. He said, ask yourself this. It's a zombie apocalypse. Tomorrow when you wake up, you can't find your children. You go out and search for them. Do you want a gun then? And she thought, and she thought, and she said his analogy was not outlandish. And she finished the article with this. She said, had I been fooling myself about my anti-gun stance? I don't think so. But I did come to realize through a series of unexpected exchanges that the issues was more complicated than I had allowed, and that my views of coexistence and human flourishing might not require the absolute prohibition of arms. Quite a concession from a Harvard history professor that to build a polite, functioning society, you might not have to get rid of all the civilian-owned firearms. It might be okay to own them for self-defense. Now, there's no word yet as to whether she'll be losing her tenure at Harvard over writing such apostasy in the old gray lady, but we'll see. Hopefully she'll be able to keep her job.
Did she use a pen name for that article?
She used her actual name. Her name is Taya Miles. I looked her up on the Internet. She is a history professor there. Who knows what kind of hell she's getting in the faculty lounge today.
Well, you know, here's the thing. And I keep hearing about this kind of thing. I think that moment of the light bulb going off. Some people, they're so used to, you remember during World War II, when they were taking the islands of Japan, and they talked, the Japanese civilians, they explained to them that if you're captured alive, they're going to kill you and chop you up and eat you, or whatever they told them. And they were convinced of that, and they were throwing themselves off cliffs. Right? Men, women, and children, they were throwing themselves off cliffs.
Right.
Because believed what they were told. Sooner or later, at one point, they caught somebody alive. And they were like, so are you going to kill me and eat me? And, of course, they said, what? No. You want a sandwich? You got any weapons?
How about a Hershey bar?
Do you want to take a bath? I mean, do you need first aid? What would you like? And so maybe looking at these anti-gun people that are so – they've never seen a gun. Or if they've seen a gun, you know, they've probably been around guns all their lives and never – understood that they were around guns. They, you know, concealed carriers are so good at it, they've not realized how good they are at it. And do you think that arouses the curiosity of the average gun grabber if they get out there and say, hey, well, this isn't a, you know, this isn't a crazy person with a gun. They're not
salivating at the
thought of killing me.
I mean, think about it. When Upper West Siders open their Sunday New York Times and read something like this, written by a confirmed bubble dweller, like a Harvard professor who, you know, challenges her preconceived notions in the common, the received wisdom that all right-thinking people have, that guns are bad and that no civilized society needs them. Who knows? And maybe if it changes only one mind or a couple of people, makes a couple of people reconsider the conventional wisdom. That's great. It's wonderful. It's nice to see that something like that printed in the Times.
It's a startling. I wonder how they got past an editor.
That's a good question. Yeah, I'm sure that might have been. Who knows? If a Harvard professor is willing to write something like that, that's probably about all that the only about one of the few people in the country that could manage it. Yeah. If Shannon Watts came in and said, hey, I want to write something like this. Maybe she could do it. I don't know.
I would like for you to do me one favor, simply because I don't think anybody gets this. But every time I see Shannon Watts looking at the camera, I'm reminded of Lynette Squeaky Fromm. So I refer to her as Squeaky, of course. So, and she looks just as, yeah. And, you know, just, I think you guys at Truth About Guns should start calling her Squeaky. Because she's about as dumb and vacuous. And I mean, it seems like the gun, anti-gun rights people, you know, Brady campaign, they haven't been very loud. The Moms Demand Attention, they haven't been very loud. Now it's the Giffords organization seems to be getting all the press, and Bloomberg by himself. So,
yeah, the Brady campaign has been pretty much marginalized over the years to the point, you know, where they're now in their fourth identity as of a couple of weeks ago, trying to rebrand themselves again and get a little attention. But yeah, all the PR oxygen in the room seems to be sucked up by Giffords and Bloomberg and his Everytown and Moms Demand Action. You know, when you've got, when you're worth $49 billion and you throw at least $50 million toward gun control every year, that commands some attention and some press, especially among the willing stenographers who love to document what they're doing. So
there you go. Running out of time. You need to go check out the dude's work at thetruthaboutguns.com. He's the editor-in-chief there, and he actually proofreads what his people are putting out versus the people at the New York Times. So he's got that going for him. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you for having me, sir.
Yes, sir. Coming up next is going to be hour number 3. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary 3-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.